Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You never really know someone until you find out what they've buried. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The case against Sean Diddy Combs gets darker by the day, and new developments literally happening almost by the hour. Joining me to discuss the latest as of this moment of our recording, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI Special Agent. And I got to ask you, this case, it has raised so many questions about power, about money, about who was all involved with Diddy. How far do you think this reaches? We heard from a bodyguard just yesterday, a former bodyguard of his that was with him in the 90s. And the first time that I heard politicians being brought into the mix of people that frequented the Diddy parties. How deep does this go? We're getting to Epstein territory, it seems like.
It's deep, and it is going to get into Epstein territory. All you have to do is look at people who have erased their Twitter pages concerning Diddy that are coming in by the droves. And then in addition to that, just the photographic evidence that exists. And of course, that doesn't mean somebody's guilty absolutely by their association with them. I mean, look at the list of celebrities that have been photographed with Diddy. But I think it's certainly going to be far-reaching, and I think we've just scratched the surface.
And that's, I think what makes this interesting is at the beginning, we're like, okay, this is more celebrity. This is more music industry. Epstein was very much, you know, politics. It was world leaders. It was things of that nature. Are we going to get that right in some of this with Diddy? I mean, and with that being said, if we do start going down that road and it's more than just this celebrity over here, this rapper over here, this whatever, if we're starting to get into the territory of political figures and such, it takes a much darker turn, I think. And there's a lot of people who have a very large vested interest and power to prevent some of that information from getting out, like we saw in the Epstein case.
Now turn the light on to New York.
Right. I mean, when you look at this, he was given the key to the city of New York City. And of course, that was a political move and a political gesture. And he definitely was hobnobbing with political individuals. And I think the only reason that that is significant is because these are people in power. Mm-hmm. Was anybody involved with covering anything up? And again, I'm not saying this definitely happened, but we know in the indictment after reading it, we know that certainly his inner circle was involved, if you believe the indictment, in covering up all these nefarious acts. Was anybody else involved?
That's a question I have, and it's something I've been trying to dig into the past couple of days, I don't know if there is a correlation here, but I do wonder if there was some things to look the other way in New York, specifically, maybe paying off some specific people to not look deeper into Diddy for all of these years. The question being, how did he get away with this with all the rumors? And there's so many people involved. People talk. People on the inside knew, maybe not quite to the extreme level of his depravity, but enough to know that this is illegal. And the key to the city just given last year by Mayor Eric Adams. And that's obviously a whole other ball of stuff going on right now with him and so many New York City officials. Are we going to see these two issues, these two scandals, are they going to intertwine at some point? We don't know the details of all of the scandals. I know we've been hearing about the Eric Adams, but there's many other officials who have been charged, indicted, all this stuff. I am wondering, is this circle part of that in some way, shape, or form?
Well, you know, the commish of New York City, place was raided and searched, and so many other New York officials. And if there is any connection between Diddy and what went on in terms of the sex trafficking or any of these other charges, the arson, the bribery, so forth, they're going to know it, because now they have both ends. They have all that information they seized from Diddy and all these other officials. We're going to, let's put it this way. I will be surprised if we don't see entanglement from politicians as opposed to if we do.
Does the raids on all of these New York City officials, would it have anything to do? Would it be sparked by any of these things that have been going down with Diddy? Would it have anything to do with it, like, directly? I mean, because there's a lot of questions here of, you know, what kind of involvement may have been going on. And, of course, it's all just speculation. Is it just looking the other way, or is it, like, participating in some of the parties? And, you know, there's this kind of a collateral thing that each side has shit on each other, and, you know, we're going to protect each other. And here's the key to the city, Diddy, showing our dedication to that agreement.
Well, what we know is, in terms of these probable cause affidavits that would have had to have been written to search these individuals' homes, and it's a large spray of individuals that surrounded Eric Adams, that had their home searched and their devices seized. And anytime that happens, any thing you find that is of a criminal nature, even if it had nothing to do with your probable cause to be able to search it, is still completely usable. Mm-hmm. So I believe that even though the nexus for the probable cause related more to Eric Adams and his allegations, I think if anything exists that intertwines him with Diddy, we're going to find out about.
That's going to be very interesting to see just kind of what is found out there. I am wondering if there is a stronger connection between the two or other officials than just Diddy getting the key to the city and it being a very bad optic nowadays. It certainly raises a lot of questions. A lot of people going down at the same time. Coincidence or connection? That's, I think, the question there.
Same office, the same group of prosecutors, the same group of investigators. So I agree with you. Like I said, I will be surprised if there is no nexus found.
Yeah.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
So they said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.